Now to that race to save the critically endangered native Australian orange-bellied parrot. Researchers say there are just 14 of the small birds left in the wild, and the population is at its lowest level ever. Breeding programs around the country are working to bolster these numbers, and some scientists are looking at unusual ways of boosting breeding in the wild, as Caroline Winter reports.
Walking into the orange-bellied parrot breeding enclosure at Adelaide Zoo, and a cacophony of chirping fills the air.
So, Emma, where are we?
So this is the Adelaide Zoo OBP breeding facility. It is behind the scenes here, so we can manage them intensively.
Emma Macchia is one of the zoo's bird keepers and has worked with a critically endangered parrot for 4 years.
They're a smaller parrot. They've got a kind of blue little brow over the top, and underneath they go from kind of a lime green, yellow, and then a quite vibrant orange patch. And the females are slightly duller than the males in colour. But yeah, they're quite a shy little bird, so keep to themselves most of the time.
Each year, Emma sets up the pairs and monitors the birds during and after breeding. This season it's gone well, with 5 pairs delivering 9 chicks. But she says it can be a challenge.
They lay usually around 5 eggs, and they can have anywhere between 1 and 5 of those chicks. And we tend to see a reoccurring pattern that they only seem to get maybe max sort of 3 chicks through.
The orange-bellied parrot captive breeding program at Adelaide Zoo has been underway for 8 years and is one of 11 groups involved in a nationwide initiative to help ensure the species doesn't become extinct in the wild. Dr. Phil Ainsley is the zoo's curator of conservation and native fauna.
I guess we have to be optimistic, and I'd like to think that everything that we're doing and complementing the work that's being done on the ground as well will definitely make sure this bird's around for a long time. I don't think anyone's willing to give up, and I don't think we want to see what's absolutely an amazing bird become extinct.
Native to Australia, the little parrot spends the summer breeding in southwest Tasmania, then migrates to Victoria and South Australia for the winter. But there are just 14 birds left in the wild, with only 3 females returning to Tasmania to breed this season. Dr. Phil Ainsley again.
The greatest fear for a migratory bird is that if they do become extinct in the wild, we want to make sure there's still some birds there that have made that trip, because I don't think anyone wants to test whether they will be able to make that trip without any remnant birds in there. So the captive group at the moment is absolutely very important in making sure that there's birds on an annual basis going back into the wild.
Dr. Diane Stojanovic is from the Australian National University and a researcher in the area. He says while breeding programs are positive, it's not nearly enough to save the species.
The cold hard truth is that birds have been released into the wild from captivity for quite a long time now. It's been well over a decade since the first birds were released. But unfortunately, the population of wild birds just continues to decline irrespective of how many captive birds get put out into the wild.
He says things are desperate and emergency measures are needed. Researchers found that nestling orange-bellied parrots raised in the wild have doubled the chance of migrating back to Tasmania. Dr. Stojanovic says in a world first, they're intervening so that the young of captive-reared parrots are fostered in wild nests.
By putting these captive birds into wild nests, we're hoping that offspring will eventually just behave like wild birds and then get absorbed into that wild population. And then ultimately over the longer term, even if we're just increasing the number of nestlings bred in the wild by 1 or 2 a year, slowly we might be able to turn the trajectory of the population around and prevent extinction in the next couple of years.
That's Dr. Diane Stojanovic from the ANU with Caroline Winter.